Greetings. What's going on? It is Friday. I am Oswald, and you are on Urban Radio. It's been quite a long week here, actually a week to 10 days here for those of us on the development team. We were able to get a radio show in this week, thankfully. It's going to be a little bit different than previous radio shows, but I'm sure the format will return next week. First, let me kick out the props to the guys who continue to support Urban Radio. First off, to Coldshot, Travelin', Wizard, Boomer, and the guys over at Team Sports Network. They are the ones providing the Shoutcast server and assistance for the show. Guys, thanks as usual. I'd also like to thank Zach, who continues to host the recorded versions of Urban Radio since we first started broadcasting back in December. Also, a shout-out to Serial Killer, who continues to post the news and notes that I use during the show over on ForbiddenNinja.com. In fact, they have a new website design, so check it out and check the show notes, and that'll basically bring you up to date on what I have been talking about.
Does your pay suck? Are your frames worse than O.J. Simpson's? Speakeasy's in touch with your gaming needs. To the first 500 customers who subscribe to their DSL services, Speakeasy is giving away AC Force 2 MX400 or AC Force 3 DI to broadband. You know you want it. So stop by Speakeasy's website at www.speakeasy.net.
And one final thank you. That goes out to the community for continuing to support the mod and the Friday radio show. While Sid does make the mod, it is the community who makes the mod go, and we thank you for your support. As I said, much of the show will be dedicated to Beta 2.4. I did have doubts about even hosting a show this week, as I was finally beat down to the ground with all the build-up and release for Beta 2.4. Followed by, you know, all the comments we got, both positive and, unfortunately, many negative comments, which always seem to take their toll on everybody. So basically, I just had to take a step back here for the week, just sort of hang low. Couple that with the loss of an 8-bit motherboard and my 3-month-old GeForce 3, and I was in really no mood to deal with anybody this week. But we're back, and Wednesday morning, I finally threw up the thread to get some input from the community, and Dr. 8 was kind enough to post a nice little thread on there, which sort of got me back into the mood. So I'm back. And we're on, and we're here. We're ready to go. Host a little show for you. This week, it's going to, like I said, it's going to be a little different. I do not have a clan focus or a Sid spotlight, nor have I really had time to check out the community to see what others are saying on their websites about the mod, because I just got started too late. The forums, for the most part, were running rampant with many opinions on Beta 2.4. If you had a heartbeat, you had an opinion, and we do value those opinions. Gamers did seem to let loose on our work, basically telling us a bunch of different things. Some were in a constructive manner, other not so constructive. Yet this is all part of development, and we had to take it as difficult as it was to swallow sometimes. Excuse me. If you have something you would like answered, send me a private message now. And I'll make every attempt to get to that answer near the end of the show. There will be no shout-out, so if you just want a shout-out, please don't send a private message to me. Save me the hassle here for this week. As I said, things will get back to normal next week. Got a couple things here for you. But first, let me kick it off with a little hash pipe. This is Weezer.
Hi, all you gamers. I'd like to talk a little bit about Railbait.com, the superior gaming community. They run several servers with many different types of games and mods, including Urban Terror. They have two Urban Terror servers running. Their addresses are UrbanTerror1.Railbait.com and UrbanTerror2.Railbait.com. Railbait.com stats run for all servers from Quake 3 mods to Unreal. They listen to public demands. High demand equals server for that game type. They have admins who always police servers to keep them clean, and their admins are always available in IRC, if not in-game, to keep everyone happy. So come on out and visit their website at www.railbait.com, join in their forums, and hop on one of those great servers, and have a good time. See you there.
Hey, hey, what's up? It's Oswald. As I said, I'm just waking up here, working all last night, so if the show begins to go south, now you know why. That was Weezer with Hashpipe and Blade Killer pimping Railbait, Railbait.com. Ice9 and the guys are running a few Urban Terror servers for us. Thanks a lot, guys. So let's talk Urban Terror now. Beta 2.4, where shall we begin? Since everyone has an opinion, I feel it is our turn to express what we think of Beta 2.4. The development period of Beta 2.4 lasted about 5 months. As Dr. 8 and 27 pointed out, it didn't really take 5 months to develop 2.4. It really took about 10 weeks, about 2.5 months, maybe half of that time. People assume we finish one release and then we get started on the next one immediately after. We don't. Sometimes we actually have to stop and take a break and consider what we're going to do next. Gamers tend to forget that we took on an entirely new code team, with the exception of Dr. 8 for Beta 2.4. This did cause a virtual stop in coding for probably a month to a month and a half as we put the call out for new talent. We were lucky enough to find 27, Thaddeus, and Ian, once acclimated with our code base and introduced and comfortable with the development team, we began work on Beta 2.4. It also seems there was some misunderstanding as to what Beta 2.4 was supposed to be. This was supposed to be a bug fix release. Luckily, we were able to include a few new features, such as the CTF scoring, an updated version of Rummel, that's for barbecue since I continue to say it incorrectly, and the debut of smoke grenades. This version was not to include new weapons, animations, or player models, or game type. That's all being saved for Beta 3. I do think there were some who thought we left the community with an empty feeling after showing off the new AK-103 on our website, but they failed to read that this weapon would be released in a future update. Now let's fast forward to last Friday. First of all of us who make up the development team would like to extend our thanks to the community if we didn't do that last week for an outstanding turnout. I think we were a bit surprised and taken back by the number of gamers who showed up and pounded Urban Terror. I think at one time it exceeded 800, which required the channel to be moderated throughout much of last week's radio show. It's not really what we wanted to do, but it just got pretty hectic in there. And I know some of the guys from Enter the Game, like Wiz, was taking an interest in it and helping out. So thanks for that. The radio show last week also drew close to 300 listeners, but there were some issues with the servers, as TSN nor I were really prepared for the influx of listeners who turned out for the broadcast. It seems there was a considerable amount of lag and buffering by Winamp. Regardless, we do want to thank you for the tremendous show of support, and if you did miss most of that show last week, it is available for download over on thesixthfloor.com. I also want to give a couple shout-outs here to some of the other guys in the community who made it happen, such as Gleam, Antitux, and Kaiser Soze over at LWZ. They were able to mirror the upgrade in the full version of Beta 2.4, and this allowed me to give out one link to admins who wanted to host the file on their FTP site or upgrade their server before the actual release. That really helped out, and I do think it went well. There were a few minor problems which caused some grief before the actual release, but that aside, the number and quality of FTPs that were created and supplied by the community were great. I don't think we had any any complaints about not being able to find the file or waiting in line like we do at some larger sites. No names. We won't mention names today. Unfortunately, I do have to send out some apologies to those people who just got to me too late. I mean, the day of, I probably had 20 to 30 emails from server admins who wanted it, but just couldn't get it to them in time. So, all in all, we felt that went rather well. It did not take long for reports to roll in on beta 2.4. While the development team was relieved to finally get this weight off their shoulders, the fun, as we call it, was just beginning. Many gamers immediately ran into issues with the patch. There were some connectivity issues with 2.4 that were not discovered over the 3 weeks of testing that we did with our quality assurance team. It became quite evident as questions began to pour in on IRC and the forums. We were lucky that most of our development team was around to respond and support the release of 2.4. I know the coders were basically hanging out in the IRC channel with us. Like I said, we had many of our team was around. Many of the members of our team were around to assist with the problems before they got really out of hand. But things would actually get worse before they began to improve for us. Before that weekend was through, some server admins had decided to roll their servers back to 2.3, beta 2.3, due to issues that have continued to put extreme loads on the servers and cause gamers nothing but problems. No real problem. I did speak to Tapper over at CC about this, and while I respect his decision, there was really not much information I could give him other than that we are working on a patch. And hopefully once that patch is complete, Tapper will be one of the first servers to successfully upgrade to the new patch, 2.5, when we release it. I know a few others like LWZ and Triad were also having similar issues. When it comes to feedback from the community, they are not short on words. And while many praise Silicon Ice for their work in creating 2.4, there was also a smaller but seemingly more vocal portion of the community who was quite displeased with our development in 2.4. And we will get into that right after we hear from ICP. This is the Dirt Ball.
Go let go, Inspector. Do you read me?
Yes, Captain.
Status?
Completed.
Your mission was to land on the Dirt Ball and explore it thoroughly. You were to monitor the activities of a common life on the Dirt Ball and study people's lifestyles, their general habits of living in their strange society.
Yes.
Have you done that, Galacto Inspector?
Yes, I have, Captain.
Very well. May we have your report?
A strange place this Dirt Ball is. A lot of guns, a lot of rich folks spitting out bums. A lot of hoodlums giving kids the bums that are really pissed off.
Why?
Probably because they've been ripped off by the system.
Oh.
Cops, they ride up on a little car and throw fucks behind bars like little jars. Just don't know. And the kid that was going to jail,
yeah,
he looked me dead in the face and said,
hell.
Then my cloaking device must have went dead.
Why?
'Cause the old ass judge looked at me and said,
Professor Data, my transmission signal is weak and my communication is shattered. We can't
That was Dirtball from Insane Clown Posse off the Heavy Metal 2000 soundtrack. The track was called Dirtball again. I'm Oswald, and we're back on Urban Radio. If you're just tuning in, we are basically going over the release of 2-4 and some of the information the development team wanted to pass along to the community. As I said, there will be no interviews or community news this week, as that'll all return next week. We are accepting clan information for our clan focus, so if you want to be focused, fire me off an email, oswald@urbanterror.net or oswald@planetquake.com if you are interested. It is one, okay, and getting back to what we're discussing here, where did I leave off here? I was basically leaving off with the opinions from the community, and I'll basically get back into my little soapbox here, and you guys can sit back and listen. It's one thing to give an opinion, but it's another thing just to flat out bitch and complain about that 2-4 did not really introduce anything worthwhile. One of the biggest issues was not even a bug, but it was the introduction of new sounds by Barbecue for some of the weapons, like the M4 and the Desert Eagle, or just the volume of the sounds in general. I know there were some issues with the ricochet sounds being too loud, and also not being able to tell from which direction the shots were coming from. As I said, it's not really a bug, but this seemed to spawn much controversy throughout the community. Some gamers stood their ground on the sounds, while others slowly got comfortable with them. With that said, you can expect some changes for the sounds in 2.5, courtesy of Barbecue. While I did recall seeing a list somewhere from Q, some of the changes that will be updated will be fixed. We will have an updated ricochet sound and impact sound. While the G36, the MP5, and the Beretta have all been altered closer to their real-world counterpart. So you guys did bring it to our attention, and we did correct it. And actually, from the feedback we've gotten from our team and from QA, everybody seems to like them. I guess we're completely reserved judgment until you guys check them out. And then we'll go back to the forums and argue about them again. As we expected, there was talk surrounding our supposed nerfing of the M4 and the Spaz. This was to be expected, but part of this was attributed to the connectivity issue that we are faced with. The only two weapons that were tweaked, as I said, were those two, the M4 and the Spaz. None of the other weapons were tweaked, regardless of what you think or how you feel they compare to 2.3. And I know Sparkster did make up a nice little chart for us that he posted on the general forums, which received quite a bit of attention. And if you hadn't seen, it's no longer there as we moved it to the QA forum because we felt that information, while correct, was not fair in our opinion to post at that point since we are having some issues. You will see all that information reposted. Chances are it will end up in the Urban Terror manual. So gamers can have some idea as to what weapons do for damage. Two of the other problems that sort of went hand in hand were the limiting of R-gamma and the implementation of the new night vision goggles. Many brought up the fact that they could not play because the gamma was limited to 1.5, and their display was just too dark. We have since reversed that decision for 2.5, and gamma will no longer be limited. The goggles, on the other hand, are just the opposite. They're very bright. So bright at times that you cannot even see well enough to navigate a level. One of our QA guys, Jeff, and other gamers have been telling people who have this problem to change the CVAR R_overbright bits, set it to 0, and that seems to compensate a bit for the brightness. It seemed to help some gamers. There were still others who were not happy with the direction that we decided to go with the night vision goggles. With that said, we are still working on them, and we do feel this is an improvement over the ones that were in beta 2.3. And let's see if I can get this name right. Rommel. Right, Barbecue? Rommel. As we figured, has been a smash hit with the community. That does bring a smile to Barbecue's face, I'm sure. As I understand it, he is working on a few changes to some minor issues that arose from this version. The gamers did seem to enjoy the entire Rommel experience. from the New Roots to the screaming when acting like a llama, I mean a lemming, off the church tower. I believe there are also a few Easter eggs in Rommel 2. Unfortunately, we're not going to tell you what they are, and you will have to find them. One correction, that lemming sound when you fall out of the church, that is only for that map. That does not happen every time you fall off a building, that lemming sound. That's only for Rommel, only on that one area. So for those who were being misled, that is not true. You do not hear that every time you fall off a building. As I said, there are some Easter eggs, and you guys can find them. That's the entire spirit of Easter, right?
Coinbird says he wants some coins.
And I know you've heard the infamous Coinbird and Rommel.
You're listening to TSN on
Speakeasy. If you had Speakeasy, you'd be there now.
All right, we're back. That was a Coinbird sounder, thanks to Barbecue, and I believe that is in Rommel as well. The smoke grenades, new feature for 2.4, they seem to get a very positive response. Many thought they were going to add a new feel, a new tactic to Urban Terror, especially during CTF when capturing and capping the flag. Right now, they're probably still a bit of a novelty, being new and all, but many gamers do enjoy them, and I think we see more gamers actually using smoke grenades than we do high explosive or flashbangs. And speaking of those, both of those were improved, and they did add something to the gameplay. Those more powerful, longer lasting flashes from the flashbang and the larger explosions from the HE grenades, coupled with the new instant arm mode. As gamers talking, and they seem to enjoy what we did with those. As I've said, I praised the development publicly, and many praised us the development team, not only in public but in private, for the work we have done in 2.4. Is it perfect? No, it's not perfect by any measure. But we have listened, and we are working as quickly as possible to release what will become known as Beta 2.5. We have been working on this patch to correct the 2.4 issues since last weekend. There were actually a few problems that we were looking into correcting. The major issue, which is a severe hitch in servers, which is causing lag and connectivity issues for gamers. I mean, how many times have you tried to join a server, and you sit there and wait, and then you type a slash reconnect, and you wait and wait? That problem seems to be nerfing much of what we worked on, causing problems with playability and our weapons, and we're also looking into a problem with the team skins. Well, I need a bit of a break. We'll be right back. That's a little Iron Man, Black Sabbath.
We'll be right back.
right, we're back. That was Sabbath, Iron Man off of Paranoid, going all the way back to 1971. Damn, I was two at the time. I had no clue who Ozzy was, but we do now. Ozzy's a man. All right. I did solicit the development team for some information, just to get their thoughts on what they, you know, their thoughts, feelings on 2.4. Unfortunately, many of them were busy and could not respond. So I have some comments here from Dr. 8, and before that, we'll listen to what Blade Killer thought of the release. So this is Blade Killer, one of our skinners, mappers, all around great person. So check out Blade Killer and what her thoughts are on 2.4.
My thoughts on 2.4 and what went wrong. Up until about the... a week before the release, everything was testing really well. It was really good. We had one small bug that needed fixing. That fix went in on the weekend sometime. Not sure if it was Saturday evening or Sunday morning. And we tested afterwards and didn't really notice anything. I did find myself thinking that it didn't feel quite right, but I was really, really tired. I mean, I was running on empty. And so I just thought it was just me, my fatigue, making it so that I really couldn't hit anything anymore, but I couldn't see very well either. So no one else noticed any lag. All of the QA say the same thing, that when they were on my server, it ran just fine. Now, maybe that's because it's a P4, 2 gigahertz, and on a 4 meg DSL line. And I don't know if that's why, but that's how it was. It wasn't until it hit the public servers that... we noticed this terrible, terrible bug. So, it's typical with software that you make a small change somewhere, and you don't think it's going to touch any of the other code. It invariably does, and you need to do a full regression test afterwards, not just a functional test of that change. And during that week, coming up to the release, it was so busy trying to get everything together. Barbecue was still working on Rommel, and the coders were still fixing the odd thing. Not much, though, after that. I think there was only one other fix, actually, that went in after that, and it was several days later. We just didn't see it. We just didn't pick up on it. Nobody did. None of the QA, none of us. Unfortunately, bugs slip in sometimes. We've spent almost a whole week now working on it, trying to clean up that bug, going through the code with a fine-tooth comb, and we're exhausted. I've been up late almost every night. Almost every night. Last week I was up until 1 or 3 in the morning and up again early. I had to go to work. I had to be up at 5 a.m. I was up until 1:30 last night and up by 5 a.m. this morning again. So I'm pretty tired. 3.5 hours sleep last night. But it's worth it to get this the way we want it. The way it ended up being released is not the way we want it. So hopefully, by the time we get all the bugs out, 2.5 will be really what we wanted 2.4 to be. And we can get back to having a good time with this thing.
And that was Blade Killer and her thoughts on Beta 2.4 and what she feels went wrong. And I can basically, I can agree with everything she said. Long nights, late testing sessions, and, you know, one minor thing slips in, and you don't think it's going to affect other portions of the code, and lo and behold, you release it, and we have problems. We did. We'll admit it. We still feel it's a good release. So take that for what it's worth. Thank you very much, Blade Killer. Now these next comments, as I said, we're on the forum from Dr. 8, and he pointed me in the direction of them, so sort of incorporated those into what I wanted to talk about today. The other thing I think needs to be said and actually corrected in people's minds now is this weird idea that Beta 2.4 has taken the mod in a new direction. If you check out the README that was packaged with 2.4, you know that file in there, it's a text file spelled README. .txt, yeah, that's the README file. Have a look at the changes. Most of them are bug fixes or cosmetic. The only things that change the nature of gameplay are the smoke grenades and the modifications to the hit detection. Ares, You guys know it as. We did not change stamina or running speed or the weapons, with the two notable exceptions that we spoke about previously in the M4 and the shotgun, or anything else. The changes were in response to significant community requests. In my opinion, what some people are reacting to is a change in gameplay caused by the increased accuracy of the weapons due to the removal of the hit bug. And I know everybody's quite friendly with that hit bug in 2.3. We finally removed it in 2.4. And good players are suddenly finding themselves getting hit by newbies. This is to be expected until people readapt. I'm already seeing people say things like, at first I hated it, but now I'm getting used to it. So please don't think we are taking the game in the new direction. There is no intention of doing that from the team's perspective. There's no conspiracy here. What you see is what you get, and what we say is what is happening. Even for Beta 3, we are looking to add features, not to change the gameplay. Beta 1, 1.x to 2.x was a new mod. 2.x to 3.x will be like previous 2.x changes, but with a lot more new code, new things. With that out of the way, yes, there was a thread in the forums about how Silicon Knights Development has decided to go about their development in terms of releasing patches and new versions. There definitely is a problem in keeping the interest in the community going between releases. We do need to balance the releasing info, which causes hype, which some people tell us we're bad for doing, against not releasing enough info. And what would you rather have? Would you rather have news every week on how our development's going, have us interactive and hanging out in IRC and on the forums, or would you rather have it like some other development teams where you don't hear anything out of the development team, and one day they suddenly drop a new release or drop a release on you, and it's up to you to go find out where it is and what it's all about. So let's consider short releases here for the moment, as brought up by Hawkeye in the forums. Each release needs to be pretty much bug-free, as we've discussed previously. As we've seen with 2.4, sometimes things get through. Nonetheless, we did bug test 2.4 for at least 3 weeks, and we did find plenty of bugs in that time. So now we say we do a 2.6 after 2.5, which is the patch for 2.4. You got that? So we do a 2.6, we do a 2.7, and we do 2.8. Now, what some people don't understand is there is a lot of effort in coordinating a single release, in part the bug testing and fixing, putting together the pack files and installers, organizing FTP servers, organizing a release party, dealing with the bugs that appear, providing support to people who have problems with the new releases, and dealing with the inevitable posts about how the newest release sucks. Because there's always a minority, but they are there, and they always seem to be pretty vocal. If we do one release, we only need to go through that above information one time. That means we have more time to concentrate on adding features. The risk of doing multiple releases is that the team may get completely fed up with the development and weariness, and in the end we may end up with no mod at all. It's a difficult problem that's pretty much unique to a mod team. This is one of the reasons we have had competitions, map packs, and so on to serve as some sort of a solution in the interim. But as we start to develop a plan for Beta 3, we will try to work in some kind of a phased release schedule. So we do have a flow of some things to keep the interest of the Urban Terror community. Okay. I need to grab a beer. You guys can... oh, shit. You know what? I don't even have it queued. Doesn't that suck? It's a cool song, too. I do now. This is... This is a new rendition of Running with the Devil, originally done by Van Halen. I'll be right back.
I had to.
Oh, shit, what happened there? Well, ain't that a bitch. I guess that's why we should listen to our MP3s before we actually play them on the air, and they cut out like that. Well, sorry about that. That's another yet obscure band from my collection of MP3s. That was 6-6 Sputnik and their version of Running with the Devil, which cut out short. And damn it, that sucks because it was a 9-minute song, and I'm not ready to come back. Regardless, we're back. I'll say screw it. And that's weird. I don't know why that cut out. Anyway, as I said, 6-6 Sputnik, Running with the Devil. Originally done by one of the all-time great rock and roll bands, Van Halen. As we touched on a bit, the forums have been completely out of control this last week, and with good reason. A new release brings new problems, new gamers, people coming into the community, people leaving the community because they don't like what we did. One of those posts I'm sort of directed towards Silicon Ice, as most of them were, came from Ebola. Hang on here. We gotta kick somebody. Okay, we're back. As I said, one of those posts came from Ebola on the Urban Terror forums, and he wanted to know about some of the technical issues behind a release of a beta version for Urban Terror. And this is basically what we're going to finish out the show with. As I said, it's sort of a different show today, as I really didn't have time this week to get into the usual features, hanging out with the community, drinking, you know. It's all good because we will be back next week with a full menu of shit for you. It's funny that Ebola brought that up because I know of four coders who would not want to do what I do and trying to coordinate a release. They basically say they do the easy work in coding the mod. As I said, this information did come off the Urban Terror forums. I did post a thread in our team forum asking for feedback on the release, basically rating it on an A through F scale as if this were Urban Terror High School. Honestly, I gave the release a C because I thought there was really not enough time between when we finalized the code base to working out the release files, going over all the includes that were going to be zipped up, and getting it out to those who needed it. This includes getting the files to those in the community who were helping us create installers for Linux. I hope I got that right. Linux and Windows and the Macintosh installers. And that's something we will make sure we correct next time. Pretty much, I gave it a C. I think we had a couple people who gave it an A. Basically, it's a great job. A couple Bs and a... I know there was one person who gave it a D, and I was leaning towards a D because just knowing what we went through with the release, it was just difficult. Had a lot of things to do and actually not enough time. Getting back to the topic at hand, there is usually some pre-planning that goes into release before we start into the process. This version was a bit different than say Beta 2, where we're trying to focus on bugs and attempt to fix them, which we were successful at. Much of the work fell on the coding group, and they continued to solicit input from the team as we did a majority of the testing for them. I don't think there was a night that didn't go by where you could find 27 or Docta and Ian in Scotland staying up late to get some feedback from the development team as to the progress of the new beta. When we start into the testing, the communication becomes vital, and we need to be clear on our ideas or else things are bound to get screwed up. And since I shorted you guys one song here, let me get a few more things set here, and you guys can check out a little lesbian action. This is Typo Negative, My Girlfriend's Girlfriend. I'll be right back, Urban Radio. We'll be right back.
girlfriend's girlfriend. She's my girl.
Yeah, little Type O Negative. My girlfriend's girlfriend from October Rust. Very dark band. Fitting for right now, isn't it?
May I have your attention, please? We're about to depart. What the f? We're about to depart for the destination that you selected from the menu. Here we go. Okay, ready, get ready. Here we go. Oh, hey. Okay, we're about to touch down. And if you haven't ever touched down before, this is gonna probably be pretty scary. I just can't. Alright, we're about to touch down. And, if you're throwing grenades out the window, please stop throwing the grenades because this is a very, this is a very strenuous time for me as a helicopter pilot, okay? So just, put all your guns in the bag and here we go. We're touching down. Just hang on.
I know some of you have actually found that in the PAC 4 file. that's the drunken pilot wave. It's nowhere in the game. Barbecue included that, and it's pretty damn funny if you haven't heard it. Check out the PAC 4 file if you want it. The drunken pilot. It's great. Please, please stop throwing grenades out the window. And yet our talent ceases to amaze. And as I said, that was Barbie Hugh who provided us that that bit. He's done quite a bit of stuff, you know, such as
"All Your Pacer Belong to Us," "Happy Happy Joy Joy,"
and finally
"What's Up."
What's up? All right, we're back. I'm Oswald, Urban Radio. We are basically talking a little bit about the behind the scenes, what goes on with a release off a topic from the forums for Beta 3, which will also be an all-new version. We will have to examine the suggestions we have received and see just what is viable. Right now, I am keeping track of a Word document I have that probably has close to 200 or 300 suggestions on it, some that the development team has talked about, others from the community, and many of them share a commonality between them. I know the community's brought them up before, and you know we'll usually say, "Oh yeah, we have that on our list. Thank you, Drive Through," or something to that effect. Some of the work, like the weapons that have already been discussed, have already been finalized. Crazy Butcher has been in the process of modeling and animating the new weapons. Meaty, our prior object modeler, has been doing the UV mapping on the weapons, and Blade Killer has begun skinning some of the weapons along with the new heads that'll be featured on the new male and female models. Actually, let me correct that. The one new male and one new female model. Sort of a bit of an aside here. The only weapon we have announced to date has been the AK-103, and that is on our website, and you can check that out. One thing we need to remember that for Beta 3, it's a must that the development team must be on the same page. That's why we will be looking at an extended planning period, so we can draw up a nice working documentation from which we can develop. This will be managed by Dr. 8 and myself, since it is the coders who usually dictate how the development goes. I'm sure 27 and Doc are both sick of me asking, "Can I announce a release date yet? Can I announce a release date? Come on, I know we're close. Can I announce a release date?" But, you know, I guess that's what I get when I'm PR and don't understand the coding side, right? Anyway, back to our development here. Once the coders have something to show us, they usually package up some early pack files. And those pack files usually introduce some new features and code that'll make up a portion of the next release client. For example, some of the in-game shots we have posted on urbanterror.net feature the AK-103 in action. That is actually a pack file that replaces the M4 model, so we can actually see how this looks and acts. Well, not necessarily acts, but looks in game, since it basically is using the attributes of the M4, and it's just replacing the model. We will test these and provide feedback to the coding group, and they will continue to code and tweak those and do what they do best. And this usually culminates in a possible release client. Once we have this pack file completed, this is the time we offer to the quality assurance team. And we start our closed server testing, so we can play test it on a bit wider of a scale. Blade Killer, through her years of experience in quality assurance, has created a few scripts that work well and are quite thorough, so we can test the builds, make sure they are bug-free for the community. And as we said, this actual development took approximately 3 weeks, just the bug testing. Once the code is finalized and we have a release client, we sort of move into the post-production. Sometimes, actually for 2.4, I know they were still playing with a few things at the time we announced the release date, just minor things. I know we were still compiling that quote, final version of Rommel. I think we had two or three of those. But usually by this time we have everything done, and we are getting ready to move into the post-production here. This encompasses sending news out to gaming sites, issuing a release date to the community, and working on the packaging of the pack file and all the necessary support files, and creating our zips and our installers. As I did for 2.4, I posted on the forums and mentioned on Urban Radio that admins should contact me if they wanted to get an early version of the mod for their servers or to host on the FTP sites. That portion, I think, went really smooth, as most were able to respect our request for the distribution. And somebody posed a question here to me, and I'm trying to find it now. I think it was Libin. He says, I've got a question. The 2.4 version took about 10 weeks of coding. As we've already said, that's not true. It actually took about half that time. It took about 2.5 months. He said, took about 10 weeks of coding, eye candy things. With that said, I know that some models are made for B3 and so on. How many weeks for making the B3? And don't say it's not ready. How many weeks for building it as the way Sid wants it? Because that is not a date for us. That is just when you guys think you can make it in. This sort of goes hand in hand with what we've been talking about, Libin. We really haven't begun the planning stages of 3 yet. We have an idea as to what we want. If you were listening a bit earlier, Dr. 8 was talking a bit about sort of a consistent, regular update schedule for working our way towards Beta 3. So right now, I guess we can't answer it. A time frame, I wouldn't even begin to venture a guess. Hopefully we can do it inside of 5 months, but I'm not going to stand behind that and say that that's a guarantee, because right now we just don't know. There's too much out there that we still have to talk about and have to get to. And once we drop the links on UrbanTerror.net and Silicon-Ice, we sit back and watch as the community downloads, installs, and plays the latest and greatest from our mod. While it sounds simple, and I know Blade Killer can attest to it, it's a lot of work. That last week, we were really humping to get everything done on schedule. I know there was sort of a going joke amongst the development team that she kept saying February 14th, Valentine's Day. Well, you know, I actually told her in private, and I don't think I've told anybody on the team this. I said, you know what, Blade? I said, you're right. I said, maybe we should have held that a week longer. We could have actually used it. I don't know if that would have caught that issue, that server issue that she was talking about, but I think it would have made the overall release go much smoother. And who knows, maybe we would have caught that bug. But, you know, you can look back, hindsight's 20/20, and hopefully to take those experiences and make the next release better. What can I say? We do have a few questions here. That's basically all I have today, as I said. It sort of took me half the week to get my ass in gear to actually do the radio show. So I just thought I'd give you some idea what goes on behind our development and how we do things. I do have a few questions and things from the community. I will talk about those. If you have something, a question, And if it's already been talked about, please don't send me another PM on it. This one first comes from TSN Warwitch. He would like me to mention that there are open tryouts for a Return to Castle Wolfenstein Clan, VUP, that's a Vex Ambiguity Project. The tryouts are at 10 p.m. Eastern on Wednesday the 20th. And also that round three of the Bob, SM versus Akurana, tonight, 8 p.m. Eastern. So check that out. I'm going to try to stay on the air until they're ready to go. But Warwitch will be broadcasting tonight, maybe with a second caster. Who knows? We'll have to see. But that is starting at 8 p.m. Eastern. That's round three of Bob. If you don't know what Bob is, that's www.tsncentral.com, and you can get all the information there. Gleam wanted to know what C-bars are being locked for 2.5 that weren't locked in 2.4. The only one I know of that's being altered is R-Gamma, and as we said, we have reversed our decisions. And Gamma will now be unlocked, so gamers can basically have the full run of that setting. I'm not going to say it was a bad decision or a good decision. It was a decision we made and we stood behind. After some discussion, we have decided to reverse it. No harm, no foul. Elvin from UTZ wants to know if there's any ETA on the forums. And Elvin, I have been trying to get a hold of Basilisk. Unfortunately, he doesn't seem to be around. So right now, no, I do not have an ETA. If I can get a hold of him this week and he's free, I will post an update on the UrbanTerror.net website talking about the arrival of the new forums and the new website. I know we continued to say they would be ready for 2.4, but they weren't. We fell behind development. Had a few issues with some graphics, and it's not ready. What can I say? Sorry. Rustbear wants to know, what makes Subway stand out for me among the other community maps? And his second question is, where do I get a Snazzy Urban Terror t-shirt? The Snazzy Urban Terror t-shirts we have not made available yet. We thought we had a supplier of t-shirts who was going to press them for us at a very good deal. Unfortunately, we're not sure what happened to her. She just lives right down the road from me here in Southern California, but she seemed to have just disappeared. So if she ever comes back, I will hook up with her, and we will get some shirts made up, and we will sell them. But right now, we don't have them. As for Subway, personally for me, and this may not be the same thoughts the development team shares, but Subway seems to encompass everything a map should have. Gamers continue to harp on me about, well, it's not about how a map looks, it's about how a map plays. But the funny thing is that you won't get people to play a map unless it looks good. Lay Earth has done an excellent job on the layout. I know one of the biggest complaints that he's received, and I know I've been guilty of it, is the layout. That was one of the first things I noticed was, and I actually commented on it to him. I said, you know, maybe per CTF primarily that you have a third route from base to base. But, you know, he was going to hold his course, and he decided that he wanted the two routes, and he stood with it. The textures, you know, while texturing is nice, it really does improve the aesthetics and the ambience of a map. Granted, most of that map is gray, but if you were to go to a Subway, chances are that the textures are going to be pretty much similar. And just the way he applied the textures and the different, you know, the different styles he used, I thought it was just great. There's not too much in terms of, I don't know, fluff or things that aren't necessary in the map. Each area seems to have something useful, some value to it. All the textures do seem to work well with each other. So I just think he's put together an excellent map. I've seen some others that are forthcoming from the community. Those are a couple of them posted in the level design forum, the coming soon forum, and they look just as good. But I think it's the textures and the layout that primarily make the map. And Lay Earth did an outstanding job, and hopefully gamers take notice, and they do a lot of testing. They fix the problems when people bring them up. They don't just pass off those problems and decide to make another map. Sorry, it's a little bit of a sore spot with me. I think mappers should concentrate more on one map than continuing to make map after map after map. So that's what I think about UT Subway. Oh, I got a few other questions rolling in here. That's not for you guys. He's banned. He's staying banned. Limp Bizkit. Sorry, no Limp Bizkit this week. You guys custom maps. As somebody's reminding me here, Aphex, if you want to check out some of the new custom maps that are being created, go to the level preview and review forum. I think there's two or three coming, and I know I was going to feature a couple of them on the sixth floor. They look very cool. I can't remember the name of them right now, but it's a texturing. I mean, the first thing you see is a texturing of a map, and that's what basically grabs your attention, and hopefully you will play it when it's released. Energy wants to know, will there ever be global radio calls such as the ones the enemy can hear? I believe that's how it was with the hand grenades when we had that implemented. Right now I can't say. We'll have to wait and see what Beta 3 brings, but probably not. It'll probably still be all team-based. Curs, can you enable SV cheats for server admins? Doing /dev map every time the map changes sucks. Well, if no, that's complete. I mean, if you're running a peer server, you're not going to be able to run any of the cheats that developers use. So, if an admin wants to run with SV peer off, then it's their prerogative. So, there's really nothing we can do on that, and you can take that up with the admin. I don't see why you'd want to run a server with cheats enabled on a public server. That just doesn't make much sense to me. What do we have here? New channel. Somebody wanted this pimp, so I figured I'd pimp it. Team Demented, /dim-UT on Enter the Game. Check it out. They're looking for some clannies. That's about it. I didn't have much for today, like I said. Sort of a slow day. And, just hanging out. Got a couple more songs here. We'll get into those, and then we will get out of here.
This just in, reports indicate that Oswald is full of horse shit.
Huh. Is that so? And that's Tom Brokaw from the NBC Nightly News, if you've ever seen the news. And as usual, this has become a fan favorite here at Urban Radio. This is Girl, Sexy Boulevard.
Waxing down my body, but I had to take a tinkle, so I went to the party. But I saw you standing there, playing with your hair. That's how I knew it. Yeah.
Girl, you're a girl, 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 you're a girl, 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 you're a girl, 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 girl. Girl, yeah, girl, girl, girl.
And I knew you were pretty, cause I thought you were hot. So I'm moving for the kill, baby, ready or not. I said, you're a fine cutie from your head down to your boot. That's why you said to me, I know.
Girl, yeah, girl, 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 girl. Girl, yeah, girl, 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 girl. Girl, you're a girl, 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 you're a girl, 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 girl,
That's about it this week. As I said, we will return next week with a full show. Thank you for tuning in this week. This is Urban Radio. I am Oswald, and we will check in with you next week. We'll post the information on the website for what day and what time we will be holding the show. Coming up later tonight, as we said, round 3 of the Bob. TSNCentral.com for all the information starting at 8 p.m.
Oh, that's over? All right. Well, I'll be back next week with more kicking tunes for your booty butt.